Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for April the 9th in the year of our Lord 2020. Our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. This is our one of two. Our goal always is to use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We believe in the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers. We need to carry that forward today. It's one of the great restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Yesterday, it was Sam Kurt and Larry Pratt discussing all things liberty. We talked about Kurt Witkowski. He's an epidemiologist. He says the coronavirus could be exterminated if lockdowns were lifted. Wow, what an incredible point. What people are trying to do is flatten the curve. He says, I don't really know why they're trying to do that at all. He says, I don't see a good reason for a respiratory disease to stay in our population any longer than necessary. Witkowski said the only thing that stops respiratory diseases is herd immunity. Herd immunity, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, happens when a large percentage of the population becomes immune to an infectious disease, which simply stops its spread. Anyway, we talked about then Wuhan, Chinese funeral homes burning victims alive. Whether it's true or not, time will tell, I guess. The CIA told the White House that the Chinese government has far more cases of coronavirus than they've been admitting to. They've been lying about the numbers. Yeah, lying or inaccurate, who knows? I don't trust our numbers either, so let's not go attacking China when we don't even have a handle on our own numbers, right? The FDA revised its guidelines, now saying gay men can donate blood. Data on the New York deaths, by the way. Most had underlying illnesses, says USA Today. Quarantine, however you say that. Not a magic bullet for the coronavirus, some say. Hour two, we talked about a group of Nashville nurses went on the roof of their hospital to pray on their breaks. No coffee breaks, no smoke breaks, just went to pray. And they say how liberating that is, and they believe it's really making a difference in their care for their patients. Heritage Foundation launches National Coronavirus Recovery Commission. They say good health policy is good economic policy as well. Jack Dorsey, CEO of Twitter, literally puts in $1 billion of his own money, his own free will and choice for coronavirus relief. ABC trashes Mike Pence's Christian beliefs. Do you talk to God about how many people you let die from the coronavirus, they say? What a shame. What a mockery. What a disgrace. ABC is just as anti-God as you can get. I guess an Arizona doctor's building a new device. The guy's name is Ben Reeser, and the goal is to protect healthcare workers as they fight the coronavirus. It's a box that you put around the patient's head to reduce the likelihood of transmission. It's kind of like those little plexiglass things or whatever that they're putting up between you and the person at the cash register, but it's around the patient's head. Brilliant idea, and we ought to use more of that, by the way. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis defends deeming churches essential. Good for him. But a Maine sheriff, Scott Nichols, saying, hey, he rebels against the governor. We will not be setting up a police state. Well, good for the county sheriff. Amen to that, sir. Healthcare worker beats the coronavirus, returns to helping others with same disease. Not only is this healthcare worker doing this, Senator Rand Paul has overcome the coronavirus, now testing clear, and he went to help in hospitals as well. Six-year-old with cystic fibrosis beats the coronavirus, so even people with underlying conditions that are younger are doing well. A kind-hearted stranger offers to pay a waitress's rent. Great news, good people doing good things everywhere. You just don't hear about it too much. The mainstream press full of doom and gloom. Sad but true. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. Available online, libertyroundtable.com and lovingliberty.net. Now news the networks refuse to use starts. Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, sir. The government credibility crisis continues, I'm sad to say. Dr. Anthony or Tony Fauci admits previous projections of 100,000 to 240,000 deaths from the coronavirus? Well, that was likely an overestimate. They've already reduced their estimates by 25%. They say the truth on the ground doesn't match their model, Kurt. And the CDC director's making statements as well. Anyway, we'll try to get Kurt.
Point,
go, Kurt. CDC,
well,
buddy.
All right. You know, this is from yesterday.
Yes, sir.
Very good. You know, and I saw basically the CDC guy said, hey, the numbers are going to be, here's what the headline reads, coronavirus death toll will be much, 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 three muches lower than projected. That's
Kurt, haven't I been telling these idiots that?
Much. Well, I think that's...
I've been telling them there's less death, and I've been telling them the way to solve it and get fresh air and, you know, exercise and sleep and vitamin C, vitamin D, natural health and healing. We've been talking about this for months.
Yep.
Where have these people been? They've just been in their doom and gloom think tanks, haven't they? The doom and doom,
well,
doom and gloom echo chambers, right?
Well, that's what they sell, Sam. If it bleeds, it leads, you know.
Well, that's not Trump. He's supposed to say that's fake news.
Well, he's, at least in my opinion, doing about as good as you can with the onslaught that he's
You don't think he could
with.
Talk about vitamin C and D very easily? Could he talk about fresh air?
Well,
exercise?
At least last night I heard him talking about God and those things and the Easter. And
that's good. And all the good that you're mentioning that he does is wonderful, but it's missing the points that we're getting at, right? Meaning what you're saying is all true.
It always is.
But you got to stop Fossey. You got to stop this guy. He's a doom and gloomer. His projections have been wrong over and over and over. Right? It's out of control. All right, Donald Trump. U.S. spent $450 million on the WHO. That's the World Health Organization. And I guess China spent $42 million. Kurt, do you want to respond to this one?
Well, it doesn't sound right, does it? I mean, it doesn't sound...
I know what you mean by right. I think it's correct.
Does it?
I don't think it's morally right.
Well, it
no.
doesn't sound, you know, the president's point is that, hey, and I heard Secretary of the Department of State, Mike Pompeo, addressed this in the yesterday's news briefing, and he basically said, hey, the president and I are concerned about, you know, the use of Americans' tax dollars when, you know, we feel like it's not a good deal for us.
Then here's my question. And, why are they concerned and criticizing it after? Why didn't they not spend the money?
Well, I think many of these things, Sam, they're just learning about. You know, you learn about that, hey, we've been for years paying, you know, what, 10 times the amount that people pay. The other countries pay at the UN. We pay, you know, in this case, 10 times the amount that China pays the World
right,
Health Organization.
But you know what Pence just said? We're going to continue paying.
Sir. Oh, he did. Okay.
Yeah, why? Trump's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But why make a statement like this and bring this up and show how inequitable and how dishonest and how immoral and all that it is, and then say we're going to keep paying? Doesn't make any sense to me. Okay, we spent, what, 10 times? $420 million would be 10 times. We spent over 10 times what China spent. What's the population differential between the United States and China, Kurt?
I don't know if that's the key point, at least for me, that when the president addressed it just a little later after Mike Pompeo did, he just said, hey, you know, the World Health Organization, they slammed me basically after I put in place the travel ban. They criticized me big time, and, you know, and they said that there was no human-to-human transmission. And he said, they were wrong big time. And so, in other words, his point, I believe, is that it's a waste of money. I don't care if it's, you know, a tenth of the amount or any of the amount if they're not doing their job.
Well, here's my response. If you reject socialism, you wouldn't send any amount. If you support socialism, we should only at least pay our portion. Right? The founders in the Constitution talked about apportionment taxes. Even if you believe it's a legitimate thing to fund, we should only be paying our portion, right?
Right.
But I say, why are we funding it at all? Do we even need the World Health Organization? What do we need that for?
Well, and that, I think, is the president's point when he says, hey, you know, they were wrong. They didn't do a good job. Then they criticize me for doing what I think is right. And it turns out I'm right. So, you know, why spend money on that deal?
And I agree 100%. So how about if he quit spending it? That's what I would encourage and recommend is the point. Not just tell me how awful it is and how horrible and how right you are. But yet, hey, after the fact, we've already spent the money. We're going to complain. And then we're going to keep spending the money instead of stopping it. Now, I support the stopping it. Trump's right. But we need to put some mojo behind this, you know? All right, the Salt Lake County mayor, despite less death, less infections, less traumatic reality from the coronavirus, looks like the Salt Lake City, Utah mayor, or yeah, Salt Lake City, I guess the Salt Lake County mayor in this case. So you got a city mayor and a county mayor, right, I guess. Anyway, the Salt Lake County mayor considers extending the stay-home order through Memorial Day or longer, Kurt. Do you want to respond to that?
Well, at least in my opinion, it's not a constitutionally based thing. I don't think she has the basically the authority to do it. But hey, just because a bureaucrat doesn't have the authority to do something doesn't ever stop them. Typically.
Good point on that. I'll tell you one thing I'm glad about. I'm glad I don't live in that county, buddy. It's tyrannical up there. It's out of control. When's Memorial Day, Kurt?
The end of May, I think.
Right.
So that's what that is.
Wow. Utah DNA Company says they've developed cutting-edge saliva test for COVID-19. We'll talk about it.
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm 7 years old. I'm sitting here in the corner having a time out until Mom comes to talk to me. All I did was cut my sister's hair. I was just trying to help. I guess Mom didn't like how I did it. In a minute, she'll be back and ask me if I know what I did was wrong. Maybe I shouldn't have cut her hair. And she'll say we all make mistakes because we're just learning about stuff. And she'll give me a hug and we'll end up talking about more stuff.
No matter what you talk to your kids about, love is what they'll hear.
I really like Mom's timeouts, and I think she likes them too. Yeah, I think they help her remember how much she loves me.
A thought from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Visit us at Mormon.org.
Can a nation conceived in liberty carry its head high if it denies protection to the youngest and most vulnerable of its citizens? Can a country founded on God-given rights continue to thrive without understanding that life is a precious gift from our Creator? As a physician, I have looked into the eyes of 1-pound babies. I have cradled their small bodies in the palm of one hand. I defy those who are careless, who would disregard life and look at these tiny little miracles and say, we're not going to protect that.
But I believe there will come a time when we are all judged on whether or not we took a stand in defense of all life from the moment of conception until our last natural breath. One thing I promise you, I will always take a stand for life.
All right, we got Brian Rust, RustQuittingGift.com on your radio. Hi, Brian.
How you doing?
We're doing marvelous, sir. So Donald Trump highlights an important point. He says, hey, man, the World Health Organization is criticizing me. They've been wrong on so many things. You know what? We're funding them. We're paying, $240 million a year? On this thing?
I think it's a 420.
Oh, 420 million?
Yeah.
Oh, no, 452 million.
Okay. Well, anyway.
To China's 42 million. What's up with that? I appreciate his point. He's spot on. But why complain after we've spent the money? And then his vice president says we're going to keep spending the money. Does this make any sense to you?
Well, they doesn't sound like they're on the same track, are they?
Don't know. And I don't know why they'd keep spending it if Donald's so right. I think he is right.
Yeah, that's right. It seems like America's supposed to bail everybody out. That's why we're making more money, isn't it?
Making more money? Who's making more money? All right. What do you say, Kurt? I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying, let's follow through. I support the president completely, Kurt.
Right.
Well, yeah. I mean, as you point out, at least one of the things I'd like to point out here is I don't remember any president in my lifetime ever questioning this amount of money we spent on the WHO, if you will, or the World Health Organization. All I remember is, those big interests, whether it's the UN or the World Health Organization, you're not supposed to question any of the money spent there. You just keep dumping it in there, you know?
Amen to that. All right, you heard that Salt Lake County's thinking of creating their tyrannical, shelter-in-place thing until Memorial Day or longer. They're considering that, Brian. My response is I'm just glad I don't live in that county. They're tyrannical, buddy.
There you go. That's right. I mean, I don't know if I think they're just trying to figure out how to go about what's going to be best for our people and what we should be, doing.
Hey, what about having coronavirus parties and just everybody get it as soon as possible, like a chicken pox party?
Well, there's some of these other countries that seem to, it's better that we maybe get this and move forward with it and so that we can counter it down the road.
Yeah, at least you wouldn't destroy the economy and turn into a tyranny over it,
Right, right, because there's going to be some major repercussions from, just shutting everything down to just dead stop, pretty much. I mean, that's going to be another thing we'll talk about for years, I think.
Amen. What's happening to gold and silver while this is all going down?
Well, gold's back pushing towards 1,700. We're at 1,693.80.
Okay.
And silver just, it's rolling along, just trying to get some strength, but 1542 on silver.
1542?
Correct.
What's the ratio then? That's I don't think I've seen it that high ever.
Well, it's about, it's showing about 109.84, so we've been higher than that.
Okay.
But it's still,
When it's 100 times plus, though, it is out of control.
Right. Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
All right. Yeah. Kurt wants to know, what's your favorite metal, Kurt? What's that stuff called? Rhodium?
The rhodium? Yeah.
Kurt wants to know about rhodium. He's planning to buy some of that stuff.
No, I've never bought any, but I was curious.
You should buy
because
some. That would be perfect for on money.
That's right. There's that. Yeah, I mean, what did I get, a speck of it? You got that and plate. Platinum, I guess, are the main ones that you say that they're kind of not, controlled by the big boys, given the fixed price,
Well, your palladium, your platinum, those metals. Rhodium right now, though, is very volatile. It's volatile. It's $5,000 here, and the bid is $2,000. I mean, it's like a $3,000 swing, and it's bouncing all over. So, I mean, it was pushing 8,000, and now it's down to 5. Yeah, it's pretty bulky.
Yeah, his speck of dust is all over the map, isn't it, Kurt?
Yeah. One question for you, Brian. When you have, if you were in Salt Lake County, you wouldn't even be able to have any business, I guess, because you wouldn't be a, quote, essential place. They'd have you shuttered or whatever. But in Utah County, you got a little bit of business coming in?
Yeah, we're staying pretty busy. I was talking to a couple of the coin dealers and so on. They say that we are, I guess, one business that could be open, I guess, to help people, I guess, that need to sell and have money, I guess, to spend if they've got some of this metal that they've collected and are out of a job. And then that would be one reason why you'd have some of this metal in case you those hard times. I mean, if you need instant cash, kind of got it, or liquidity or tradability or whatever. That's what metals do for you.
If they tell you you're not essential, you could maybe just make a little corner there for me to put the honey in there, and you could say, well, we got honey in there, and people need
right.
need to eat, you know.
Why are they making you stay home now, Kurt?
No. I haven't had anybody bother me, but I figured since at least it's food, then maybe it's okay,
Well, you saw the headline, didn't you, that it says this. The coronavirus pandemic has created a new class of criminals in America. Have you seen this headline?
No, I haven't.
You know, it'll make you feel fantastic, man. All these people are just criminals, man. Let me tell you what happened. Yeah. This dad, he was playing t-ball with his daughter, man. And he got just, you know, put in handcuffs and arrested for, you know, getting out of control there.
He was outside, huh?
Yeah, and then those hosts of a wedding got, you know, shut down. A woman out for a drive got arrested. Yesterday, reporting that Pennsylvania State police cited a 19-year-old woman. She was driving in her car, but they said that doesn't, you're not allowed to do that. We allowed outdoor activity, but not driving.
Oh,
so, you know, anyway, I guess that poor girl got fined $200, Brian. She could have bought a couple of Silver Eagles, huh?
That's terrible. I mean, we're locked down. Just everybody just crawl in your hole and don't come out until we tell you to come out.
Yeah, so you got an empty park. You got this dad and his daughter and his wife playing t-ball, buddy. They just shut him down, arrested the dude in front of his daughter, man.
Yeah, what is that?
What probably happened was he was going for the out, you know, and he violated that 6-foot, what's it called? Social distancing thing.
Yeah.
I mean, what you've got to do now when the next baseball games, they'll have this 6-foot thing. So you don't really touch the guy, but as long as you're within 6 foot, out, you know.
You can't yell you're out too loud, though. That wind might blow that coronavirus right over
there.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah, good point.
Stop.
Wasn't there a game where you just throw the ball and hit the person and you're out?
Now you're talking.
But you would have touched the ball. See, if you touch the ball, that's right,
glove.
A glove, and then you have to maybe wipe your glove down a little bit before.
Well, you could do hand sanitizer on the ball between each play if you, you know, get on it real quick and stuff like that.
Right. Maybe just a light mist of it over the whole field, you know.
A good point. We can have air, what do they call those things?
Aerosol
duster,
kind of going on.
You know, deals going on.
Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Now, here's what the story says. I find this kind of, I don't mean to make fun of this, folks. This is serious when it violates our liberties. But listen to this phrasing, and you got to laugh at this. They say this: while children's swings and slides are now crime scenes, golf courses and pickleball courts in my city are wide open, this person says. Okay, this guy, this father, his name is Matt Mooney, that was in Colorado that I told you about. This guy was a former Colorado State Trooper, too, man. He said he dared to walk with his wife and daughter from their home to the nearby park to play softball, thinking some fresh air and some sunlight would be a good idea. Uh-uh. We're just having a good time. We're not near anybody else, he said. Anyway, I guess people were 15 feet away from them. But the Brighton police soon rolled in and to halt the activity. The police department, of course, later apologized, said that it was revealing the incident, Brian. Yeah, now, I guess some people in New Jersey allowed a couple of people in their home for a wedding. Oh, no, defying social distancing orders. They were reported by their neighbors, you ought to know. So there you go.
Yeah, have you heard of that whole program? They call it CSAY. Have you heard of that, Sam?
Yeah, you see it, buddy. You got to call the buddies, huh?
Yeah, you say, you know, you CSAY for the good of America. You know.
Now, let me tell you what
else.
In
other words, you know.
Go ahead, in other words.
Tell on your neighbor.
Yeah.
You tell on your neighbor. Yes. You're a little brown shirt, you know. I mean, you got to help out.
Now, Kurt, let me just tell you what they say. Here's the deal. If you, you know, go out and do your irresponsible lack of social distancing things. Okay, I know you're going to do that.
Yeah. Right.
So when you do that, I want you to know this. If you fake that you have the coronavirus in an effort not to get arrested, they're going to add charges, my friend. So don't do it, Kurt. Just don't do it.
Okay.
All right, Brian, stay there, buddy. Liberty Roundtable Live, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Cautious optimism Health officials say the nation still has a ways to go, but that social distancing seems to be working in the fight against coronavirus. President Trump at yesterday's White House briefing.
The number of new cases is stabilizing.
Federal Dr. Anthony Fauci agrees, but adds,
don't get complacent about that, because what's going to happen 2.5 weeks from now is really what's going to happen with regard to the people who are getting new infections.
More than a quarter of Americans have lost their jobs or had pay cuts because of the coronavirus shutdown. The CNBC All-America Economic Survey shows the biggest and fastest decline ever in the public's view of the economy, but more than half the people surveyed said they do believe it's going to improve by next year. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
Yeah, I really enjoy the product completely. It's really been very, very good for my hair and my skin. A little bit more energy and just most of the time being able to fight off, you know, the sicknesses too. You know, I have not been sick since I have started it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin saying the federal government has enough money for small businesses hit by the pandemic, telling CNBC yesterday he's confident Congress will release additional funding on top of the original $350 billion already being distributed. Mnuchin assuring small business owners that if they don't get a loan this week, they will get a loan very soon. Fewer Americans, though, are backing the president's job with the economy. A new poll for CNN shows 48% of respondents approve of how the president's handling the economy, which is down 6 points from last month. Just announced, John Mellencamp, Neil Young, and Dave Matthews will be joining Willie Nelson for a streaming Farm Aid concert this upcoming Saturday. The stars will be performing from their homes for the digital concert, which will then raise funds and awareness for farmers being impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, brothers, I don't know what to do about this. I don't mean to just laugh and make this seem like it's unimportant, but I'm telling you, I'm about to cry. We're losing our liberties like you wouldn't believe over this. And it is a serious, serious, serious issue. And when they say the coronavirus has created a new class of criminals in America, I just look at the average Americans getting arrested and stuff like that. I just think, what? And you know what they're doing right now? They're letting all the criminals go out into the streets. They're literally releasing criminals, saying, man, we got to release them. This coronavirus requires us releasing them. How do you make sense to release a hardened criminal and take this dad that used to be a former, you know, state trooper or whatever, and then literally arrest this guy for playing t-ball with his daughter in a park when no one's around? I mean, Brian, I'm pushing back because this just makes no sense. What is going on here? Are they trying to desensitize us? Are they just off their rails crazy? I mean, what's going on around here?
Well, yeah, it seems like that's kind of, we go back to what we've talked about in months ago. I mean, wrong is wrong, but they're saying wrong is right and right's wrong. I mean, and I don't know if there's one more step in the progression of making us crazy. I mean, because of this virus, we've got to do this. We've got to do this. I don't think we do. We need to, I think, take a step back and assess some things, not just act. And I don't know. There just seems to be so much confusion. People are, you know, just frustrated, and this is one more.
Now, some are saying that maybe you would wish you got arrested. I guess now some people have been shot for violating social distancing, Kurt.
Well, it's probably a little nicer if you get arrested and instead of getting shot for it. That's a good point, Sam.
Yeah, now California sheriff says if I see you walking around outside without your mask on, buddy, you're getting arrested.
Maybe. Yeah.
Of course, they want you to know it's not a declaration of martial law, sir.
No, of course not. Yeah, it's,
yeah.
Take it easy.
Now they're talking about breaking up large family dinners on Easter. They're getting serious here, folks.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't even know how to respond to some of this because it's so out of control. It's just, I can't imagine this happening in America. And I don't understand the arresting people when you release the criminals. And then the Houston mayor is like, hey, man, you criminals, please stay home. That's what he told them.
That's right.
All right. Kurt wants to tell you about a sex change operation.
Let's see now. That was in yesterday's
0408.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. I see it.
Story that
well,
I
this is, I want to tell you about good news about it. The headline reads, petition calls for halt in sex change operations during pandemic. Subheadline, family organization says pause during coronavirus crisis will give gender confused opportunity to rethink mutilation. World Net Daily's got this piece. Kind of goes with the next one that Star Parker gives us where it says, restrict abortion during the pandemic? Absolutely. Star Parker zings New York Attorney General for spending time intervening in Texas controversy. You know, I guess it's amazing that New Yorkers are so worried about people dying of pandemic, and yet they want to continue on with the abortions, the killings of little babies, and then fight to make sure that down in Texas they can't suspend the abortions. I mean, it's just... down is up and up is down, like Brian said.
Radio talk show host of the news, Kurt.
Well, yeah, I guess this guy, the Western Journal, you know, some friends of his made a nice, basically a cross. He put the cross up in the front lawn, you know, and then he put some Christmas lights on it. Well, Newsweek then calls it a burning cross, you know, like the kind they have in the... What is it, Ku Klux Klan or whatever?
What on earth he are thought you talking he was, about?
He thought he was putting up something pretty for, you know, to celebrate Easter and stuff. But no, Newsweek says he got a burning cross.
Now, who did this, Kurt? Lawn.
Well, it's a radio star. The guy's name is Eric. I can't remember the full name. But
well, we got to put his name in the headline, really... buddy.
Well, just put Eric, the radio star. I'll just look it up. But then we don't ever have time to do that.
What I usually do is take the time to add that to it, because then I know who we're talking about. And then when I see his name again in a story in the future, I kind of watch for his name and, you know, see how abused the poor guy is for standing up for Christmas and stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, this guy, you know, imagine putting up a nice cross and then putting the Christmas lights on it.
I love it.
And then finding out that you did a burning cross on
your
lawn.
That's right. Now, next story, leave out the name, Kurt. Let's see how this goes.
Well, you mean pink?
Well, you can't say the name, Kurt. You're supposed to leave out the name.
Well, that's not the whole name. That's just pink, you know.
I know, but that's the name. Everybody knows who pink is, Kurt.
I didn't know who pink was. I mean,
well, that's because you're
I thought it was a color.
You know, whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Country bumpkin. But anyway, it says pink colon. I've never prayed more in my life during son's bout with coronavirus. See, there's, I guess you could say, I was going to say a silver lining, but this would be a pink lining in every cloud, right?
Yes, it would.
Sam, yeah, there you go.
But anyway, if you leave out the name in the second story, right after this other story, then you don't even know. All it says is this: I've never prayed more in my life for my son. And it's about coronavirus, you know.
That's part of that whole revival thing that old Mike Lindell talked about, right?
All right. Leave out this name, too, Kurt, the next one.
Yeah. Tyler Perry tips struggling restaurant workers $21,000 to help with coronavirus.
That's, you know, pretty
that's,
cool.
Yeah, good news stuff. Who's Tyler Perry, by the way?
I have no idea.
Anyway, must be some famous
guy
that
this
I should know
us?
About. Well... Yeah, I know he's a famous guy, or else they wouldn't tell us his name, you know. Well, because he's, you know, in the news.
It doesn't mean he's famous.
Next story, I like this next one, you know.
Don't use the name.
Samaritan's, what's that?
Don't use the name.
Samaritan's Purse delivers over 8 tons of medical supplies for rural Alaskan communities. I mean... You know, I didn't even know Alaska was having troubles. But anyway, Samaritan's Purse, Franklin Graham's crew, the guys that are driving the LGBTQ crowd crazy, you know, helping coronavirus victims in New York's Park, what's it called? Central Park. Anyway, they're up in Alaska too, man. I mean, these guys are all over the place doing good.
Kurt, you know? You don't know how Alaska's doing?
Well, I didn't know Alaska was having... I mean,
everybody's having
you
trouble,
heard
Kurt. The whole world.
Talk about it being a hot spot, you know?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that. Oh, okay. Sorry.
What's wrong with you?
The bears?
Huh?
Yeah, that's right. Maybe it's a moose who got
bears.
The problem.
The animals. Feed the animals.
There you go. And then the next one says, coronavirus, Beijing gives Chinese medicine
packets.
Hold on,
you ready for the Alaska
update? Yeah, go ahead.
They got 226 people tested and 7 people dead, buddy.
Whoa, that's a...
It's massive up there. You got to shut everybody down. They're already naturally social distancing. I don't know what's going on with that, but they got to stop that conjugating, you know?
Good point.
You can't fish. Yeah. You're out there fishing on one of those rivers. You're pulled right off. I'm sure.
Darn right, man. Especially when you fish upstream from me, buddy. I'm telling you right now.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it's just out of control, folks. Now, I appreciate Samaritan's Purse, nevertheless. And I appreciate Tyler Perry. And I appreciate Pink. And I appreciate that other guy that I don't know his name.
Eric,
all those
somebody.
Guys. And I appreciate them all. And they're all telling the truth. And they're all working on it. And we need to work on it together. Now, after the Samaritan's Purse, Kurt, you don't want to tell who's giving these packets to the students.
Well,
did you already do that?
Sam, it's, I'll tell them. Anyway,
I was trying to stop you with the Alaska
thing. You got the Beijing gives Chinese medicine packets to students in Los Angeles. Now, these are medicine, they call it the TCM kind of medicine. That stands for traditional Chinese medicine. They rely on herbs and other natural ingredients. Scientists have questioned the effectiveness of some traditional Chinese treatments and consider TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine, that relies on the poaching of some endangered animals bad for the environment.
There you go.
You know, why would it rely on poaching endangered animals if they're using herbs and other natural ingredients?
Well, I'm
maybe
sure there's
they
some
got
natural
some
animal,
animal
stuff
in there.
You know?
Okay. Well, I never saw it in any
but
of the
anyway,
Chinese
I don't think you should say Chinese
used.
Medicine like the Chinese virus. You can't say that, dude.
Oh, good point.
I don't
point.
Know what
this
you're thinking.
This is a Breitbart piece. They kind of
racist.
They kind of out there off the off
all
the
right.
end of the world.
Kurt wants to tell you about a rapper. What's this guy?
Is the TCM and the TCP, is that similar?
Oh, well, yeah. There you go. It. That's probably connected up.
TCP's okay.
Oh, good point.
Who's this rapper, Master P? Kurt, is that this guy?
Well, I figured you'd know him because you're the music guy. Master P is some kind of a rapper's name. I thought a rapper was what you put around vegetables or whatever. You put around, gifts of the rapper. But anyway, Master P buying groceries, sanitizing the homes of New Orleans seniors. Not the juniors or sophomores or freshmen, but the seniors are getting their homes sanitized. You know what I mean? It's a lot of good stuff happening.
Kurt,
out
the rapper's
there.
Doing a good job. Don't make fun of it now.
Good point. Yeah.
All right. So while this rapper's trying to help seniors, man, the Salt Lake Mayor's going to shut everybody down, literally. I mean, why not just do Memorial Day? What's that other day?
Labor Day?
Yeah, why not just do it till Labor Day, man?
Oh, boy. RussCoinAndGift.com, baby.
Thanks, Brian.
Hey, you guys are awesome. Have a great day.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. we present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
All right, Art Moore's got an incredible story about an actress. Hey, this actress can't be allowed to do this, man. I don't know what's going on. Kurt's
well,
got the
yeah,
tales.
I mean, just imagine she's promoting homeschooling and everything else. But anyway, this lady's name is, her husband's name is Kevin Sorbo. She's Mrs.
That would
Sorbo.
Make her, yeah, there you go, Mrs. Kevin.
Yeah. And, well, anyway.
You got to do Kevin, because that way you can be chauvinist. She's Mrs. Kevin.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Good point. But the headline reads, homeschooling actress promotes free lesson plans for frustrated parents amid pandemic. They say it's, a lot of weeks since we've been in this. Sam Sorbo is her name. I think, you know, Kevin Sorbo is her husband, so Sam would be kind of, I don't know, maybe that's short for Samantha. But anyway, she has a solution, Sam. She educates her three children at home with her husband, and she's partnering with the Texas Homeschool Coalition.
Yeah, to arrest
on a website. Well, I think so, Sam. I mean, you can't have this. No good deed goes unpunished. But anyway, it's a website called coronavirushomeschooling.com. And they describe it as the first phase of an emergency COVID-19 response plan to offer Americans free home education resources. I guess it debuted March 24th. I got a lesson plan for kindergarten through the fifth grade. The homepage says, schooling from home during the coronavirus? Don't worry, you've got this. We've schooled from home for decades, so we know the ropes. Here are a few steps that will help. Just take them one at a time. So there you go, Sam.
There you have it. Now, yeah. I don't understand, though, the way they name things, really. I mean, I appreciate her homeschooling attempts, and I commend her for them. But who wants to go to, coronavirushomeschooling.com or whatever?
Well, that's a good question, Sam. But they say people love the site. That's what she told WorldNet Daily in an interview. It's really easy to navigate, and it's free. It's soup to nuts. It's like, here you go. This is how you do it, which is what people crave. Parents, she said, will discover they can take the lead in educating their children and then wonder, oh my gosh, what was I afraid of? She sees the possibility of a major spike in homeschooling in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic. She says, I'm very hopeful.
The pandemic that never was, Kurt.
Yeah. She said, I'm very hopeful that this fall we're going to have a bunch of parents who will say, I'm not sending my kid back into that institution. That's what she told WorldNet Daily. She wonders why shows like ABC's The View aren't talking about homeschooling at a time when schools have shut down. Oh, you want me to tell you, Mrs. Sorbo?
Yeah, go ahead.
But
sir.
Anyway, yeah, they're not talking about that because it's a solution, Sam. And,
good point.
It would make America great again.
Yeah, in fact, Donald isn't even talking about that either. President Trump's not talking about homeschooling either. But I think you got to talk a little bit about homeschooling and school choice and stuff like that.
Good point.
Virus reality. I think you got to give people options and hope. Say homeschooling's taken off like never before, and it's been a phenomenal solution that hasn't had its fair heyday yet, and now it's getting an opportunity to really shine. And then, hey, he could, have that actress basically, come on stage with him and stuff like that, and wow, what a cool thing it would be, huh?
Good point.
Under the Kurt Crosby, wouldn't it be nice if title?
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
All right.
That's right.
By the way, there's a commissioner now. He's the FCC dude. His name is Brendan Carr, I guess.
Yeah. And I is wasn't he, aware of this
Is he an FCC
guy.
Commissioner? What kind of a commissioner? It doesn't say what kind of a commissioner
Yeah,
he is.
FCC commissioner. Okay. That's right. They call him Commissioner Brendan Carr. He told Breitbart News in an exclusive interview, of course, that's the only kind you get, that Free Press, and by the way, Free Press is capitalized, so that must be some group, and they've moved to weaponize the FCC against broadcasters and conservatives to stifle political speech. This progressive media group called Free Press, they've petitioned the FCC to censor the broadcasters from showing President Trump's press conferences on the coronavirus pandemic. In their petition to the federal agency, the group called it a, quote, life and death issue, end quote. And so they want the FCC to say, hey, the president can't do that. I mean, of course, they want their free speech, but not the president.
Well, I got an answer to the weaponizing of the FCC, Kurt.
Yes, sir.
Get rid of it. It's unconstitutional. Shut it down. Where's President Trump when we need him?
They say when the president tells dangerous lies about a public health emergency, broadcasters have a choice. Don't air them or put those lies in context with disclaimers, yeah, noting that
Donald
they
could just
may
defund
be
the FCC and the WTO, or the
great point,
World Health Organization, or the WHO.
Yeah.
Just shut down the FCC and the
Either
WHO.
Either one of them.
You know,
both of them.
Yeah. All right. Tell us about Dr. Josh Umber.
Well, to me, the thing that's kind of fun is, you know how we've had him on the program, Sam, Dr. Josh. You remember that?
Yes, of course. Yep.
Well, anyway, you know, the first place I ever heard him, even before us, which I thought was kind of surprising. But
he's the leader of the DPC movement, just so people know.
Yeah, direct primary care is what DPC stands for, you know. And in his case, I first heard him on the Hannity program to give, you know, kudos where it, you know, needs to be.
Yeah, good
and
for Sean.
We've had him on, and then, you know, he had him on again just recently, basically, you know, just bringing the fact that, you know, there's the real solutions. You're talking about, you know, minimal amount of money a month, and you got complete access to a physician. And
yeah, I use a DPC. Do you, Kurt?
Well, I don't even use any of it.
You got to get on there, Kurt.
Herbs and vitamins and stuff like that.
You got to get on the DPCs, bro.
That's right. Come on, good point. I'm promoting it, though, I promise.
Yeah, Maine governor's in the news.
Yeah, let's see. I'm trying to remember. Is that the... Do you remember where that
it's
one is? 4-6?
Sure.
4-3. Okay, good.
Yeah, I'm trying to go as fast as I can go back and get, you know,
I know
some of these squared
you're
away.
You're a speedy guy. The Maine governor, I guess he's... oh, yeah. Okay, good. You know, and he says he lets gun stores reopen after President Trump and his administration calls them essential.
And this
so
is where
I
Donald Trump deserves credibility
down.
And deserves a kudos for his efforts here. Shame on the Maine governor for shutting him down in the first place. But good for President Trump for standing up for gun rights activists and people and saying, hey, you might need a gun, you know?
Good point. Good point.
So you got to give President Trump credit on that one. And I know it's a little bit of an older story, but I bring it up because, again, when does Trump get credit? And the answer is, sadly, not very often. All right.
Good point.
Stephanie Grisham's in the news, Kurt. Now, she's not the press secretary anymore. Didn't she, you know, bail out?
Yeah, I think she's out now. But, you know, this was just a little while back. And you know this thing called OANN? You
ever heard of it? News service, sir.
Yeah, okay, good.
There's the news service from L.A. that they tried to say were Chinese fronts, and it was a big old lie. And anyway, they're a great news service, by the way, on cable TV and other places, doing a phenomenal job. And now the big battle is over this lady that's supposed to be a reporter there, and they claim that she doesn't go exactly on her prescribed or special days where she has a seat, and so she's clogging the aisles and not practicing social distancing. So they tried to kick her out, and to Trump's credit, he brought her back, right?
Well, that's right. OANN stands for One American News Network, and apparently, Sam, they go kind of against this thing called the WHCA. Now, if you don't know what the WHCA is, it's the White House Correspondents Association. So I, you know, I mean, most of us don't know how this all works, but this kind of gives you insight of how this whole White House press briefing kind of thing goes. If you're not a member of that group, then, hey, you're probably not going to get in there, apparently. But I guess this lady, her name is Jennifer Franco, she didn't do, like you say, what the White House Correspondents Association wanted. And
well,
apparently
so they protected
they
her and they brought her back. They said she wasn't practicing social distancing, but again, she was, Kurt. If you look at the reality, yeah. She was practicing it. They just didn't like the fact that she showed up when it wasn't her time or date or whatever. But she's like, hey, I'm practicing social distancing. There's room for me. There's no reason I shouldn't appear here. So they tried to kick her out. But then really the White House, Stephanie Grisham and others, brought her back, I think fairly so, Kurt.
Yep. Yeah, I guess the lady that they brought back, I probably said her name wrong. But anyway, her name is Chanel Rion, R-I-O-N. And I guess recently she stood in the back of the briefing room and was able to ask her questions. They say in this story, according to the far left Los Angeles Times, before the briefing began, a representative of the Correspondents Association asked her to leave the room because it wasn't her day to attend. But she refused, claiming she was there as a guest of Stephanie Grisham, the White House press secretary. So, like you say, there's all that swamp
monster stuff is
about
everywhere. Well, here's where President Trump needs to take charge, though, and lay it out and say, you know what? Half you people don't even belong here. I'm just going to kick you all out. That's what he ought to do.
Good point.
You know?
Yep.
All right, we're going to the April 1st stories now, Kurt. China must be obeyed.
Well, yeah, that's, not exactly what some people feel like. But that's the headline from the, that's a Breitbart piece, I'm pretty sure. It says, China must be obeyed. And it says, Huawei, is that how you say that? H-U-A-W-E-I.
Yep. Keep rolling, buddy.
Warns U.S. against new trade restrictions. And then you've got coronavirus threat. Dock workers refuse to unload Chinese cargo ship. Baltimore pastor vows to continue services despite coronavirus-related restrictions and a visit from the police. I guess in that case he had only like 10 people in there, but they still got a visit.
Still got busted, he was obeying all the rules, and they still posted folks to count how many went in and out to make sure he was absolutely, doing it right. Nevertheless, local places like malls and everything else, no one's counting how many people are going in and out of those places. They're free to roll. So it's an attack on the churches for sure. But tell them about the Las Vegas marking parking spaces, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess it's for what they call a homeless encampment. So, in other words, you've got these homeless guys in Las Vegas has got them marked out so that, they're doing their social distancing. I just thought it was kind of crazy,
it's crazy. I don't think it's funny, though. People are homeless, and it's a serious issue. No. Although, I want to ask this question, too. Why, if the homeless can't practice social distancing and they all huddle together or huddle around a trash can on fire or whatever to get warm or whatever, then how come there's not just ravaging coronavirus through the homeless everywhere?
Well, number one reason was they don't test them, Sam, I suppose.
Oh, okay.
So they can't tell if they got it. So when they die, they miss out on labeling another coronavirus.
And then we're going to criticize China for their numbers being correct, huh? Or incorrect, I should say. All right, we're going to roll back to Kurt's stories for 0326 one of these days. We've got a guest coming up, though, so we can't get to it yet. I'm rifling through things as fast as I possibly can, ladies and gentlemen. We're doing the very best we can every day. And then we'll move to the 25th story. So we got a lot to cover, baby. Our guest coming up, though, we got to get his take. He represents a large organization. Want to get their take and go from there. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. By the way, check out the revamped LovingLiberty.net website, too. It's incredible. Get the app so you can listen 24/7 to your favorite hosts and more. LovingLiberty.net. Check out the revamped site, Kurt. You'll dig it. This is Liberty Roundtable. God save the Republic of the United States of America.